Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Yud Gimel in Maseches Nazir, is the 1126th daf in Shas. As you could hear, there are different noises in the background. Zocha to be learning this with you from Ramat Beit Shemesh, a beautiful Friday morning. Often lately we haven't been able to learn outside together because of the heat. But today it's a beautiful, beautiful morning. Also, I'm able to learn with you outside only because of the Mesiras Nefesh of my wife, and she's cleaning up the area around me, around our house, because eventually there's already a feel of Sukkos, already in Elul. Eventually this area we're going to use for the Sukkah. Our daf, Hareini Nozer Kishliyeli Ben, starting on the Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis, is going to be discussing someone who takes Nazirus with Tnoim. When an individual takes an acceptance of Nazirus on a condition, and here we're going to have an example of someone takes Nazirus on condition that they have a son. And so in many ways, this daf is going to be about births and pregnancy, because of the condition that's involved over here. It happens to be also, Baruch Hashem, I had a few Talmidim who had children this week, so there's no such thing as a coincidence. And that will be the subject of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. And we will start with more complicated sugyas, which will take us into the Daf of Shabbos Kodesh as well, of Hareini Nozir La'achar Esrim Yom. So let's Be'ezer Hashem begin. Says the Mishnah, Hareini Nozir Kishiyeli Ben. If an individual says, I'll be a Nozir when I have a son, V'nolad Lo Ben, and he has a son, Hareiza Nozir. In such a case, the individual is a nazir. No lo bas, tumtum adroiginis, ain't a nazir. But if he has a daughter, a tumtum is an individual who the simanim, the area of simanim, is covered, and it's not clear whether they're a male or a female, or an androgynous who has signs of both being a male or a female, ain't a nazir. He's not a nazir. Omar, kishieli vlad, if he says, I'll be a nazir when I have a vlad, a fetus, I feel no do bas tumtum androgynous, I raise a nazir. More accurately, a vlad, a child, any type of child. So then in such a case, if he has a daughter, a tumtum androgynous, he's a nazir. Hipila ishtoi, if God forbid his wife has a miscarriage, ain't a nazir. Then in such a case, he's not a nazir because it's not considered a birth. Reb Shimon Aymer, Reb Shimon's of the opinion, Ye Omar. Rabbi Shimon has a problem with the opinion of the Tanakhama, and therefore Ye Omar, he should say, the fellow who's taking the Nazirus should say the following, due to the fact that Rabbi Shimon has a suffix whether it's considered a birth. Take a look at Tosas di Ramas, Rabbi Shimon Amar Ye Omar, as you've seen quite a few times here in Nazir. Tosas is as much a Mefarish as he is a Baal Tosas. Says Tosas on the first last wide line on the top, the Rabbi Shimon may eshe pilavi suffing nazir hilkach yasne ata belay dezu. According to Rabbi Shimon, he's not convinced that we don't consider it a miscarriage, a leida, and therefore we have the following suffix. We have a suffix whether the guy is a nazir or not. So therefore, ye omer, the way in which he should make the formulation due to the possibility of chas v'chalila a miscarriage, ye omer, he should say, ima ye ben kayama hare ani nazir cheva. If there is a living child, then I'm going to be taking all the responsibilities of nazirus on myself. Vim lav, but if not, areini nazir nedava. In such a case, I'm going to be a nazir that's a nedava, not a chova. Why does he say v'im lav hare ani nazir nedava and not simply say v'im lav hare ani nazir? So Tosas goes on to explain that if he says that if not, I'm not going to be a nazir, so then we still have a suffix, and if we have a suffix whether he's a nazir or not, then you have a suffix whether he's allowed to bring the carbon nazirus. And therefore, of course, you won't be able to bring the carbon nazirus. And the reason you won't be able to bring the carbon nazirus is because that will be suffix chulin ba'azara. However, if he says, if the halach is that's not considered a birth, then I'm going to be a nazir nedava, so then he could bring the karbanos in the azara, either as a nazir chova or as a nazir nedava. Chazra v'yolda, what happens if after the miscarriage there's a baby? Hareza nazir. In such a case, he's considered a Nazir, because at the end of the day, a baby came. Rabbi Shimon Omer, but now Rabbi Shimon gets into a problem, because Rabbi Shimon held that when it comes to Hapala, that a miscarriage is a Safek Leida, so now they might have had a child the first time, they might have had a child the second time, they might have had a Nazirus, he might have become a Nazir the first time, he might have become a Nazir the second time. Says Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Amar, Shema Rishon Av Ben Kayan, L'chal Lov Nazirus. Let's take, we're reading from the Mefarish now. V'hashta ki yolda lo chal Nazirus. V'im ki dvarecha yasa nimtza zem evichul Nazara. As we explained, that if there's a Safek, objectively, then you have chul Nazara. So back into our Mishnah. So what are we going to do? Ye'omer, he should say, if the first one was a Ben Kayama, so then I have a Chi of Nazirus, and then the Nazirus, then the Karbonus I'm bringing on the second one should be in a Dava. But, and if it's the opposite, that the first one was not considered a Ben Kayama, so then the second child should be the Nazirus Chova, and the first should be viewed as an adava. Analyzes the Gemara this machlokis. Hai maila memra, why do we need to teach us a case of something that's so obvious? The idea that a person makes a condition, and if that condition is fulfilled to accomplish the Nazirus, the Gemara assumes is an obvious idea, probably because we've learned it from other Mishnayos. And therefore asks the Gemara, our opening line in the Mishnah, Hareini Nazir Kishieli Ben, Vinod Lo Ben, Harezin Nazir is such an obvious halacha. Why do we need it? Answers the Gemara, you're right. You don't need it. But rather, Mishum Seifa Bas Tumtum Vandroginus. The Chiddush here is what happens if he has a daughter, Tumtum or Androgus, ain't a Nazir. Then, in such a case, the Nazirus is not binding. Says the Gemara, that's also obvious. Pshita. Mao de same Kisha Evnehu de Ka'amar, I might have had a Hava Amina. That when he said a child, he didn't mean specifically a boy, but rather ibonem mimena or ebone, as the pasuk says, ulai ibonem mimena, or vibone ibone gamanochi mimena in Brachos Lamed. That, and of course, that refers to a woman having children. Someone said to me incorrectly about the shir chinuch habanim. He said you also need chinuch habanos. So the answer, of course, is that shiur of chinuch habanim, banim refers to both boys and girls. So too, over here, ibaneh refers to both boys and girls, and therefore we might have thought that when he said ben, it means like chinuch habanim, education of children, kamash malan, no, that ben means specifically a boy and not a girl, or a tumtum and an androgus. If he says, we had learned in our Mishnah, Kishiyeli Vlad, if I have any type of child, ask then, in such case, if he has a girl, he's a Nazir. Ask Nar Pshita. That also is Pasha. Mao the same of Vlad, the Mikshiv Bini Ishe Bo'inan. I might think that you need a child that people find very Chashuv, and the Mefarsh says that means a boy, that people make a bigger deal when a boy is born than when a girl is born, kamash malan. No, that any child qualifies when he says kishieli vlad. We learned in our Mishnah hipila ishtayenu nazir that if God forbid there's a miscarriage, then that's not considered as if a child is born. And asks the Gemara man ketanila, who is of that opinion? We learned in our Mishnah also Rabbi Shimon disagrees because Rabbi Shimon considers it a safek leida. Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda dichriu. This is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, actually, Gemara's Teretz is not answering the Rabbi Yehuda's of the opinion that a woman who has a miscarriage is not a Leida, but rather is built on something else. It's built on the idea of Safik Naziris Lahakil, as the Mefarsh explains. According to many opinions based on the Gemara on Daf Ches, as well as the Nedarim Yutessa Mebeis, we are makel by Nazirus because at the end of the day, as we already saw in our Mishnah, that a Safik Nazir actually becomes a very stringent situation. And therefore, even though we have a general Safik Naz Daraisa goes l'chumra, nevertheless, because a Safik Nazir is going to have this problem of being a limbo state of bringing his karbanos as a safek chulin, safek kachim, so, and what results is often, as the Gemara describes, that a safek becomes more chomor than a vadai, so we go lekula. That is the opinion of many. So the Gemara here is quoting Rabbi Yehuda Dichri, who also says that safek nezirus is not kadosh at all, as the Gemara says earlier on Daf Ches Amud Aleph. We learned in our Mishnah also, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ye'omar, Imay ben Kayama rei nazir chovim la rei nazir nedava. As we explained earlier, Rabbi Shimon is concerned that hapala, a miscarriage, is a safek leida, and if there is a truly a safek leida, so then in such a case you can have the problem of safek kachim, and therefore he should make a condition, if it's a ben kayam, it's a nazir chovah, if not, there's a nazir nedava, and then either way, he could bring the carbon, so what will come out is, according to Rabbi Shimon, if his wife has a miscarriage, and he says that formulation, he does have nazirus, and he does bring a carbon, while according to the Tanakhama, he doesn't. If he says that he's going to be a nazir when he has a son, v'ipila ishta, and his wife has a miscarriage, v'hifrish carbon, and then he designates a carbon, v'chazra v'yolda, and then she has a healthy child, mahu. So what's going to be the status of this nazirus and the status of kachim over here? Because on the one hand, there was a safek leida. On the other hand, there was a leida afterwards. Now the Gemara spells out what the tzadei safek are. Aliba deman, what exactly is your question, and who is your question going according to? I aliba de Rabbi Shimon. If you're following Rabbi Shimon, who suggests that a formulation of safek should be made, and then in such a case, if he says that if it's a child, if he has a child, there'll be a nazir chova. If he doesn't, there'll be a nazir nedava. Mighty boyle. Ha'amar Rabbi Shimon, safek nazirus lahachmir. Rabbi Shimon says safek nazirus lahachmir. So therefore, the guy is going to be definitely a nazir in this type of case. Even if his wife had not had a child, so then in such a case, he was chayiv to bring the carbon nazirus. Now let's remind ourselves, we didn't spell out the tzadei hashayla of Rabbi Abba, waiting for the Gemara to develop it a little bit more. He said that he's going to be a nazir if he has a son. He had a mapala, and then he had another child. But before he had the healthy child, he was mafrish a carbon. So says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Shimon, great, he was mafrish the carbon, he has nazirus, suffering nazirus lahachmir, and then that is carbon is going to be a valid carbon. Valiba the Rabbi Yehuda damer suffering nazirus lahakil, but according to Rabbi Yehuda that says suffering nazirus lahakil. So now you've got a suffering nazir after the mapala, and therefore he was, when he was mafrish the carbon, it's not a significant hegdish. So my kadosh olo kadosh. Do we say that the carbon is kadosh or not? Because generally we say safik naziris lahakel, but over here he was mafrish the carbon. Says the Gemara, my nafkamina, what is the nafkamina going to be? Ligizaso v'lavod. We're not sure if it has a din kachim that you're not allowed to use its shearings for chulin and to work with it. Says the Gemara, teku, it's a good shaila, and we leave off. Tishbi yitareitz kushyos v'abayos. The Gemara has another fascinating shayla. Boy minei ben Rechumi me Abaye. Ben Rechumi asked the following question of Abaye. The Maritz Chias points out that this name Ben Rechumi does not appear any other place in Shas. And sometimes the Maritz Chias claims that the name is actually, if it only appears one or two places in Shas, might be referring to the context of the Shita that they presented in this sugya. And herefore, Ben Rechumi might come from the expression Rechimna Lach Kavaseich, that he wants to be Merachim, he wants to be in the same category of the person who's making the neder, as we're going to see in a moment. But that's a speculation of Meretz Chias Ayin Sham. Either way, Ben Boimine Ben Rechumi Me Abaye, Ben Rechumi Asav Abaye, Hareini Nozer Kishyeli Ben. starting off like our case of our Mishnah, he says, I'll be a Nazir if I have a son. Straightforward, what the Gemara called Pshita. But Vishama Chavero, his friend heard, Va'amar Ve'olai, and he said the same thing for me. So now we have the following Shiloh. What is he saying? Same thing for me. I'm going to be a Nazir when I have a son. When Shimon hears Reuven say it, he says, oh yeah, when Reuven has a son, he'll be a Nazir. When I hear it, I'll also... when I have a son, I'll also be a Nazir. Or, I will also be a Nazir when Reuven has a son. Mahu adibure mashma? Is he confirming with the words, when I and saying, when I have a son, I'll be a Nazir? O agufe mashma? Or is he confirming with the goof of Shimon? And he's saying, when Reuven has a son. Shimon's confirming with the goof of Reuven, and he's saying, when Reuven has a son. Imtin salom agufe mashma? If you're going to say that he is tapping into Reuven's goof, Amar Reini Nazir L'Kishyei Li Ben. What if an individual says, I will be a Nazir when I have a son? V'shama Chaver V'Amar Va'ani. And he says, and me, Mahu, Anaf Shei Kamar. In such a case, is he talking about, I too will become a Nazir when I have a son? Odil Mahachi Kamar, Rechim Nolach Kavaseich. And that's where the expression Ben Rechume might be coming from, the Maritzchias is arguing. And that is, Rechimna, I have rachmanis on you, like myself. And just like you made a neder b'naziris, that when you're going to have a son, you're going to be a nazir, I am a ben rachimna, I am so, feel so close to you, rachimna lach kavasach, that I also will become a nazir when you have a son. Imtim tzaloymar kol ba'anpe ksifa le milsa. If you're going to respond in this to this last question and say that of course someone wants to show that they are connected to their friend and say, oh yes, I am connected to your tzara, and just like you will become a nazir when you have a son, so too I. And ksifalei milsa, they're embarrassed not to do it that way. They're not going to focus on their own predicament. They're going to show care for their friend, and therefore it would be a davar pashut, that in a case when he says va'ani, it means I too, when you have a child. Because if he takes that statement and he turns it into his own personal statement, so then in such a case, then that is not being sensitive to his friend's predicament. So then what about the following shiloh? Omar hareini nazir kishyei l'ploini ben. What if Reuven says, I will become a Nazir when Binyamin has a child? V'shama chaver, and Shimon hears it, v'amar ve'ani. And Shimon says, me too. Mau, mi amrin shloi b'fan of anav sheikamer. If it's not in front of Binyamin, so then he's talking about himself. Odil mahachi kamer le, rechimna la kavaseich. Or do we say that Shimon is saying, Reuven, I have rachmanis on Binyamin just like you, and I will become a Nazir in such a case? Tibai, that is left off as an open question. This is a fascinating Gemara in terms of a person's sense of connection, responsibility, sense of feeling one's chaver's pain, imi anochi b'tzaraschem, and showing empathy, and finally, not just simply showing empathy, but then turning that into spiritual energy. That is a possibility for a topic for the halacha from the daily daf. Let's base our Hashem continue 6 lines on top of your gimel and base. Hareini nazir. If a person says, I'll be a nazir. Period. So he's become a nazir immediately, says the Mishnah. Now, number 2. From my Gemara from years ago, I had a number 1 and a number 2 on these 2 cases. In other words, number 1, he said, Hareini nazir. Number 2, v'nazir, and I'm also going to be a nazir. In other words, the second is zirus. That's what the Mishnah is driving at. Kishyei li ben. When I have a son, hischel mina shaloi. So first he counts the first naziris. Va'achakach noyled loy ben, and then he had a child. Mashlem shaloi. First he finishes his own naziris. Let's say stam naziris shloshim yom. So he had a child in 15 days after he began his first naziris. So he counts the other 15 days, and then va'achakach mina shal benai. Then he starts for his son. Hareini nazir kishiyeli ben. If he first says, I'll be having naziris when I have a son, v'nazir, and then I'll be a nazir. Hischel mina shaloi. If he began counting the nazir, his own naziris, va'achakach noyled loy ben, and then he had a son, miniach shaloi. Then the halach is he stops his own counting, u'mayneh shel benoy, and then he does for his son, va'achakach mashlem shaloi. Of course, the difference between the 2 cases is that the individual in the second case of the Mishnah said first he's going to be a Nazir when he has a son. So that has Kedima, that comes first. Hence, the Mishnah is Mechadish, that even though he started counting his own Nazirus, he has to stop and count the Nazirus for his son, because that's what came first. Rava now has the following Shaila by Rava, Nu Gemara, Omar, 7 lines, Nadam, Yigimel, Mebez, Hareini, Nazir, La'achres, Rum Yoim. I'm going to be a Nazir after 20 days. Ume'achshav me'ayom. And from now, 100 days. In other words, we got a complicated child over here. He first took upon himself Nazirus in 20 days from now. And the second statement is he's starting right now Nazirus for 100 days. Says the Mefarish. Let's take a look at the Mefarish who spells out the tzadim of Rava's case. Klomar. Says the Mefarish. Havadai pshitali, it's pashut to Rava. Shem amar reini nazir achashav shem yom. Umeachshav nazir. Stam. If a person says, number one, I'm going to be a nazir after 30 days. And his second statement is that I'm going to be a nazir now. Kivin the mazir zo shamar achshav. He should start the second Nazirus, Me'achshav, and then finish it prior to 30 days. Because he said, his first statement said the Nazirus is only going to be after 30 days. However, over here, it gets more complicated. Over here, he said that after 20 days, he's going to start Nazirus. And then the second Nazirus was going to start from now for 100 days. Back into the Gemara. Kivan dich halin mea be'esrin lo shleimin lo chalin. Since at the end of the day, what's going to happen is once he starts the 100 days counting, it's only going to go 20 days before the second Nazirus starts. And the rule of thumb is that you can't have two Nazirus going at once. So therefore, if the statement of 100 days is going to run into contradiction of the first statement of Nazirus, of a Nazirus of 30 days after 20 days, then it won't be chal at all. It can't be fulfilled. O Dilma, or do we say, Kiman de Esle Gidul Ser Libesov, Chaylin, that at the end of the day, he could keep 20 days of Nazirus Mehayom from the 100 days. And as the Mefarish explains, the first statement of Nazirus of 30 days after 20 days will then kick in. He will stop doing the second acceptance of Nazirus of 100 days Mehayom, and what he'll be left with is 80 days. And that's fine, because Kivin Islay Gidol Seir Lebesov Chalin, then in such a case, it would be Chal. The Gemara is going to continue into tomorrow's daf, analyzing in tremendous detail the parameters of the Shaila. We will stop over here. 2 lines from the bottom on Yigimel on the Beis. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Yigimel. In today's Daf, what we learned is a statement of someone who says that they're going to be a Nazir if they have a child. 2 different opinions amongst the Tanoim, how we look at a miscarriage in terms of Nazirus. The Gemara over here seems to assume that a miscarriage is a suffek leida, but we have a question whether it's considered, whether we say suffek nazirus lahakel or not. Rabbi Shimon's of the opinion we do not say suffek nazirus lahakel, and then we're left in this tremendous bind of whether there was a statement of nazirus and or not, and therefore Rabbi Shimon suggests that whenever a person makes such a statement, he should say if he has a ben kayoma, it will be a nazir chova, and if not, chas chalila, non ben kayoma, so then in such a case, it will be a nazir nedava. The Gemara points out that having a child is just as significant whether it's a son or a daughter, but sometimes people celebrate the boys more than they do the girls. Finally, the Gemara has fascinating shailas about a statement in which a person says he's going to become a nazir when they have a child, and when someone hears it, he says, "Va'ani," does he mean I will become a Nazir when I also have a child, or when he has a child? And then we had the new Mishnah of multiple Naziras, and what happens when those Naziras conflict with each other, as Rava begins to analyze and is continued on tomorrow's daf. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Yud Gimel in Maseches Nazir.